glory.
Praise, praise, praise. We love the word. Yes. Love the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is, he's so good to us. He's provided so much for us. And we always endeavor when we come on Sundays to just follow him, follow his spirit, follow what he has for us, message-wise. And we're just going to look at, we're going to read through some scripture this morning if we can. Who knows? We might just read a chapter and that's what we do. But that's good because we love the word, right?
Yes.
Why don't you turn with me this morning to Exodus chapter 33. Praise him. Thank you, Father. Father, we're grateful today for your presence.
Yes.
You're already here in our midst. We're so thankful for it. We're thankful for this word. Mm-hmm. That it opens up our minds, our hearts. It illuminates to us and helps us in that which we need to know, that which we have seen but need to see in a greater way, and that which we haven't seen yet. We thank you for your help today. We thank you for your plan and your purpose being carried out as we come before your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Exodus chapter 33, verse 7 is where we're going to start this morning. It says, "Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, far off from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting." Is everyone familiar with this tent? When the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, when they came out of Egypt, they started following Moses and the Lord, right? And they were wandering through the wilderness. They were moving. They were headed technically to an objective, to a place called the Promised Land, that God had told them was theirs. So this nation, this group of people, the Bible sometimes calls them the tribe of Israel, right? This group of people, they are moving through, they're journeying through from Egypt to the Promised Land, okay? While they're traveling, trying to get to the place that God has for them, God also told them, you need a place where you can come and meet with me. This was called the tent of meeting, okay? So that's what Moses is talking about. This was a holy place for God to inhabit. This is where the priests could go and do sacrifices and things like this. It's interesting to me that it actually, this tent was pitched outside the camp. It wasn't inside the camp. God's place, if we could say it that way, his house, as they traveled, they pitched that tent on the outside of the camp. And so Moses, it says, he pitched it far off from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. So just to get in God's presence, they had to journey, right? They had to go out. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise up, and each would stand at his tent door and watch Moses until he had gone into the tent. The people didn't go in. Moses went in. That's so sad to me. Only Moses was going in. The people, they had to stay back in the camp and just watch. Mm. They watched Moses enter in to God's presence. And it says in verse 9, when Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. So if we recall, if we remember these stories of the children going through the wilderness, the children of Israel going through the wilderness, it says that a cloud led them by day and a pillar of fire by night. This is showing us that God's presence, God's spirit, right? That was what it was showing us. His direction showed up in a cloud, a manifested form, right? And it would go out before them. And then when the cloud stopped, they knew, we get to camp here. We're going to set up our camp. We're going to pitch the tent of meeting out there for the Lord. And when Moses would go in, this cloud that was over the tent of meeting would come down. This would be interesting. Like when I get to heaven, this is one of the reels I want to watch in the movie, in the cinema, right? Yeah. There's got to be some type of cinemaplex or some, you know, IMAX theater where we can see it on the big, you know, 360 screen or whatever they have. I haven't been to a IMAX theater in many, many years. But whatever it is, I'm sure God has a good one, right? Yeah. I want to see how this worked, where God's presence, his cloud, came down. And it says the Lord would speak with Moses. And when all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise up and worship, each at his tent door. They would still worship God, but they were far off.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They knew to worship him. They knew it was right. They knew he was God, but he was way over there. And they were way over here. And they didn't seem to mind that gap.
Right, right.
They were okay with just Moses going in and talking to God. They were still honorable in that they worshiped God while he was in there. They knew this was a holy thing that was happening, but they didn't have the wherewithal to approach God's presence. And verse 11 says, thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses turned again into the camp, oh, I like this one too. There's so many things in here. His assistant, Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent. Oh, okay, so now we have another little tidbit. I do like the little bits of information we have here. So we have the younger guy who, you know, Joshua. Now Joshua, he did it all for Moses. When it was time to fight an enemy, Joshua was the one leading the battle, right? Yeah. When it was time to take notes, Joshua was the one there with Moses in the tent, in the presence of God, hearing the conversation, taking the notes. And it says when Moses would leave, Joshua would stay. This is my life goal. Just to hang around people that know God maybe a little bit more than me, and I'll just, when they get to a certain place, I'm just going to stay here. Yeah. I'm going to learn how they got there, and I'm just going to camp there. I'm going to stay there. Praise God. Yeah. If you want to move into higher degrees of Him, this is a follow Joshua. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just stay close to those who know God, and just kind of camp there after they've left. You say, okay, we're just going to enjoy this presence a little bit more. Yeah. We're just going to hang out here. Yeah. So Joshua did get to participate with Moses. Why? Because he stayed close. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He stayed close to the man of God. Yeah. And so he was able to access different levels of the presence of God that the rest of the people never even thought. No one even said, hey, Moses, can we come with you? Can we hang with it? Can we just step in? No, it doesn't say that anyone ever inquired and asked to go. As a matter of fact, there was other times when the Lord showed up and the people as a whole said, yeah, never mind. We don't want to talk to God. You just go talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little bit too much for us.
Right.
And so there's this divide between the people. But Joshua, he found, if I'll just help Moses, if I'll just stay close, then I'll get to participate in all that Moses is participating in. I'll get to watch how this works. And is it any wonder that Joshua was the one that took over for Moses when Moses moved to heaven? You know, it's not a big shocker to us as we read through the history that Joshua was the one called upon to actually lead the people into the promised land.
Right.
Not just because he was well equipped in the natural, he was, but because he had followed Moses close. And he had learned how to get into these places or be in the presence of God, what to do, what to say, how to participate, what are we supposed to, how we are supposed to conduct ourselves. He learned all this by helping Moses.
Amen.
Staying close and just observing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being around the presence of God. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
That really isn't part of what I was going to get to today, but it's really good. It's in there. It's on our way.
Good.
Verse 12 says, Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people. And the Lord said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
Yeah. Amen.
And Moses said to the Lord, if your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not in your going with us so that we are distinct? I
wow.
and your people from every other people on the face of the earth. We're getting an in-depth look, an intimate peek into Moses' conversation with God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is pretty amazing. And Moses, he's pretty strong. He's pretty confident. What's interesting to me that these verses come after the verses we just read, where it says the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face. And he would speak to him as he speaks to a friend.
Yeah.
And yet, Moses is asking the Lord, are you going to go with us? Is your presence going to come? Now, mind you, he's in God's presence, right? The tent, he's in the tent, he's got the cloud, he's got the Lord right there. And he says, but are you really gonna come with us? If we move out into this land, are you gonna be there?
Wow.
The reason he's asking this is because the children of Israel up to this point and beyond this point have been an obstinate, rebellious people. I mean, everything God's asked them to do, they've kind of bucked it and went the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You know, they said, I want you to go this way. And they said, yeah, but I don't like that way. They said, I want you to do this. And, you know, I'm going to provide for you food. And yeah, but we don't really like that food. We really would rather have some other kind of food. We want meat. We want this. We'd rather have the cucumbers we used to eat back in Egypt. I mean, anything that God was trying to provide for them, there was a complaint attached
right.
with yeah. the people.
Absolutely.
And Moses knew this, and he knew that God's holiness Right? Yes. Why was his presence on the outside of the tent? On the outside of the camp? Because if it came any closer to the obstinate, rebellious person, his holiness against rebellion, guess who wins? Guess what presence?
Holiness
always wins.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. Right? Holiness can consume. holiness can take things out. And so for the people's sake, so that they could still stay alive, the tent of meeting was put on the outside. It couldn't come to the inside. So Moses is like, okay, I know we're supposed to go to the promised land. I know we're headed there, but I need to know you're going to go with us. This is an interesting question to me because, they've got a pillar of fire at night. They've got a cloud during the day leading them and guiding them. And yet Moses is not too sure because of his people and their actions. He's not so sure that God's going to actually go in with them. And he said, if your presence doesn't come with us, then we're not going to go. That's bold. Mm-hmm. That's really bold, right? But he said, how will people know that we're different? That we're different than everybody else that's out there. The only way they're going to know that we're different is your presence.
Your presence.
Your presence. Praise the Lord. His presence is what makes us different today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we, because of Jesus, we don't have to stay outside. We don't have to stay back in the camp. We can come boldly into the throne of grace. We can participate with God and his presence. Glory to God. Because of Jesus. But what I want us to see today was, even though Moses was talking to God face to face, he still wanted more. He still wanted to make sure that God's presence was going to be in everything that they did. And if it's not, then I don't want it. That still needs to be our vocabulary today, right? Wherever you have me, Lord, that's where I want to be. But it has to be where you are. Where your presence is. If you're not going to go, I don't want to go. If you don't have that for me, then I don't want that for me. That's what makes us distinct. I like that word. It's makes us unique. It makes us different. And I know that some have grown up in the church and decided, well, I don't want to be different. I want to be like everybody else. No, you don't. You do not want to be like the world. You want to be filled with God's presence. You want to be able to speak with him face to face. You want his presence to go with you, dwell in you, and be with you wherever you go. And you might say, well, I thought when I received Christ and got born again, he came to live on the inside of me. Yes, he did. Thank God. Thank God. But many of us act like, even though his spirit is on the inside of us, many of us still step back and act like he's far away. And it could be because of things that we've done, either in the past or things we just said 30 seconds ago. You know, that might bring some guilt or some, you know, like, oh, I don't feel like I'm worthy to come into his presence. Well, in the natural, we're not.
Right.
That's why the blood of Jesus is out there for us. Praise God. But so for us, we need to make sure that we're aware of his presence, right? That we look to his presence, that we remember that he's in us, and have this attitude that Moses had: if your presence isn't going to go, I don't want to go. In other words, before we make a step, before we make a move, and I mean, I'm not trying to be make people look goofy or stuff like that. If you need milk, go to the grocery store and get milk. You don't have to pray in tongues before you go to the grocery store, right? You know, I'm not saying that. But as we progress and go throughout our day, there's going to be times we should be checking with the Lord. Yes. What do you have for us?
Yes.
Where do you want us to be? What is our present situation look like with you in it? Glory to God.
Yes.
He will show us and talk to us and lead us and guide us.
That's right.
Yes.
If we want it.
That's right.
Amen.
If we're looking for it.
That's right.
And I could even say this, if we ask for it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Ask and you'll receive.
Yes.
That's right.
Seek and you'll find. Knock, the door is open to you.
Amen.
God will do everything he can to lead and guide and direct us. But he will not force us to go a certain direction.
Right.
And this is just a heart checkup for us this morning, and to make sure that we're all on the same page. Every morning, it's good to wake up and say, Lord, I love you. Thank you for leading me today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for showing me today.
Amen.
that which I need to know.
Yeah.
This is opening an invitation for his presence to be real and strong in our lives, for us to be able to follow, just like that cloud came in, kind of just vroom, sat down. I mean, we couldn't have had a better morning this morning as I was driving to church and saw the clouds just kind of hanging down low, right?
Yeah.
Almost so that you feel like you could walk in it or just touch it or, you know, just you can feel the presence of that moisture in the air.
Yes.
That's unusual for Colorado, so we enjoy it when it's there, right? But that cloud, that presence in the Old Testament was representing what is supposed to be spiritually available for us in the New Testament, as new believers. It's supposed to be available for us every single day of our lives. It's not a physical manifested cloud anymore, although he can still do that. You know, in a service I've seen where, you know, there's like a mist that looks like it's in the service.
Yeah.
That's great. That's wonderful. But what about every day of our lives? He's there on the inside. And the moment we look to him and acknowledge him and ask him for his help and his direction, boom. His presence can become real and vivid and large to us.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And we can receive such confident direction from him.
Yes.
We can receive such an overwhelming sense of his presence that it makes life easy.
Yes.
Amen.
Even in difficult situations, even in hard decisions, we can walk with ease because it's almost like we're enveloped in a cloud.
Yeah.
Amen.
Of his presence, helping, assisting, showing, leading, guiding.
Yes.
So Moses, he was like, please show me your ways, verse 13. He'd already seen God's ways. He'd already seen what God did in Egypt to get them out. He had already seen the Red Sea part.
Right.
He had already seen manna. He had already seen quite a few miraculous things that happened as a result of him hearing from God and moving his staff in the right direction, right? He had already seen all this, and yet he still says, please, show me now your ways.
Wow.
There's more. There's always more. And that's the point for this morning.
Amen.
God has shown us many things. Most of us, we've walked in a measure of his goodness and his presence. But there is always more.
Yeah. Amen.
to experience. There's always more to partake in. And so like Joshua did with Moses, let's learn how to get in there. And then once we get there, let's just sit around and stay for a while in his presence and watch how this thing works. And let's get into the word and see how these relationships work with God and man. And then put those things into practice in our own lives. And we can move in greater measures of him.
That's right.
Amen. Yes.
That's right.
Than we used to.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And you might think, I just wanna get to church on a Sunday morning every Sunday. Well, that's a good place to start.
That's a good place to start.
But there's more for us. He wants to be a part of every single day.
Yes.
And our attitude should be, show me. Show me. Lord, show me today. Show me your ways. Show me your presence. Show me where to go. Praise God. I'm open. I'm willing. I'm going to follow. I'm going to get all I have, all that you have for me. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. As we've said this many times, for Christians, there's only one thing you're allowed to be greedy about. Okay? We're not supposed to be greedy, right?
Right. Right?
In the natural. But when it comes to the presence of God and the things of God, go for it.
Go for it.
Act like nobody, you're gonna get all of God and leave nothing for anybody else, because I promise you, God has enough for all and more than enough for all.
Amen.
So when it comes to him and his things, we can get greedy. Like, I've got to get to another service. I've got to get into his presence. I've got to get away and spend some more time in prayer. I've got to hear more about him. Glory to God. I just got to talk to him some more today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We want to get greedy about these things. Lord, show me. Help me see this in a better, a bigger way than I've seen it before. There's always more. Hallelujah.
Always more. Amen.
And so God told Moses in verse 14, my presence will go with you.
Yes.
It will go with you. He said that because Moses asked him to.
Yes.
Right.
Meaning, it might not have had Moses not asked.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
And Moses said to him, if your presence will not go with me, then don't bring us up from here. That's intense. That's bold.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty bold to say to God, if you're not going to go with us, then don't. I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
God didn't get mad at that. That pleased him. It pleased him. Verse 16, it says, for how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not in your going with us? So that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth. And the Lord said to Moses, this very thing that you have spoken, I will do.
Yes.
Wow. This very thing that you have spoken or requested, this thing I will do.
Mm-hmm.
For you have found favor in my sight.
Amen.
How did he find favor? By Moses being bold enough to say, God, I'm not going if you don't go.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
If you're not in this, I don't want it.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. You found favor in my sight, and I know you by name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And look at verse 18. Moses said, please show me your glory.
Yeah.
Guys, where is he right now? He's in the tent of meeting with the cloud, speaking face to face. And Moses says, show me your glory. That's not enough. Talking to him face to face, this is not enough. I want more, he's saying. I've got to have more. Show me more of your glory. And there's always more.
Wow. Yeah.
There's always more.
Always more.
Amen.
Amen.
There's always more.
This is what makes us distinct, different.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
And we don't have to be weird or odd to experience this.
That's
okay?
Right.
Right? We don't have to start praying loudly in the grocery store. I keep going back to the grocery store, but you know, some of y'all go to the grocery store. I've kind of stopped. At some point, I open up the fridge and I'm like, oh, there's still nothing there. Unless one of these kids put it in there for me. It's probably not going to happen. But anyway, we don't have to be odd to be distinct.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But when we walk into the room, we can walk the presence of God into a place.
Amen.
And that alone will cause heads to turn.
Yes.
It will cause other people to behave differently.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Yeah. But it will create a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Not because of us, because of his presence.
Amen.
But there are too many Christians in our day that walk around totally oblivious to this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They come on Sunday morning. They may lift their hand at one point during the praise and worship. They may sing a song or half a song. They may listen to the word and say, oh, that was good. Good word, Pastor. And then they leave, never, ever experiencing or filling up with him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And never hungry for more of him throughout the week.
Right.
But that's not us.
Amen.
That's not me.
It's
not me.
It wasn't Moses.
Yeah.
Moses was in the presence of God, which was very unusual back then. Because no one was born again.
That's right.
He was talking to God face to face, and he said, show me your glory.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to have more.
Got to have more.
Wow.
And the Lord said in verse 19, I will make all my goodness pass before you. And will proclaim before you my name, the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But, the Lord said, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there's a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I've passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.
Wow.
So Moses is in this, in his presence. The cloud is there. He's chatting. And he says, I got to see more. And God says, you can't see me in full manifest form. It will consume. You can't. Moses isn't born again. The blood of Jesus has not been shed yet.
Yeah.
That part cannot happen. But Moses is so eager to get more of God.
Yeah.
He just wants more. And so God's like, how can we do this? Okay, so he sets him in the cleft of a rock, right? So he's standing there in the cleft of the rock. And God says, I'm gonna shield your eyes while I pass by. But as I go by, I'm going to take my hand away and you're going to see my backside.
Right.
You'll see my back. And he says this, when Moses asks, I want to see more of your glory. God says, I'm going to show you my goodness.
Yay.
So we see this, God's glory and his goodness are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning his presence is his goodness.
Yes.
His goodness is his presence, right?
Yes.
His goodness is his movement. His goodness is his glory. His glory, glory to God, can be with us every moment of every day. If we'll look to him and be aware of him and become more conscious of him, he will show greater and greater degrees of himself.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And oftentimes it shows up in goodness.
Amen.
Because we can't see everything about him or we'll be consumed. Glory to God.
Amen.
Moses was, he was like, I want to see everything. Give me it all. And the Lord's like, yeah, we can't quite go that far. But what I will do I'm going to pass by and let you see my goodness.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Glory to God.
Yay.
I don't know if this is as exciting to you as it is to me, but that means every day when we say, Lord, show me your glory, that means we're looking for his goodness.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
The parking lot shows up, you know, the parking spot shows up in the parking lot when there's every spot is full, and then somebody just pulls out and gives you their spot, and you go, his goodness, glory to God. And you might think, that's ridiculous. What do you mean? No, I mean, I'm always looking for his goodness in my life. And the more I look for it, the more I see, and the more I see, the more he shows.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Why? This is Moses was giving us an example of how to receive more and more and more and more of God.
Yes,
he wasn't satisfied with just going into the tent.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
He wasn't satisfied with just the cloud coming down in front of the tent and him being able to talk to him out of the cloud.
Right.
Moses was saying, I think there's more. I think you've got more you haven't shown me. You understand God always has more.
God always has more.
Amen.
He said, let there be light. Boom. I mean, we had a massive event called our universe. It is my very limited knowledge that that other people who know more say that this universe is still expanding.
Yes.
It's still growing. Why? God said, let there be. He didn't say, let it stop.
Right.
He's big. He's really, really big. That which he starts, he can infinitely, for infinity, he can get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Uh-huh. He can reveal more and more and more of himself to us.
Wow. Yeah.
Why do we stop so small here on earth?
Why
do we sell ourselves short by thinking, well, I'll just read a few scriptures while I drink my coffee in the morning, and I might pray for a couple minutes in the car. Lord, bless me today as we go to work. Thank you for your presence. And then we go to work and forget. I'm preaching to me, right? Y'all are just listening in. I'm not upset at anybody, but Moses wasn't satisfied there. He just wasn't willing to take the really good part that he had, which was talking to God in this cloud. That wasn't enough. I need to see more. I want more of your glory. Show me more. Let me see more. I've got to have more. Greedy for him. For his presence, for his things, for his goodness. Glory to God. Show me more. So God said, all right, get ready. I'm going to set you right here because this is the only place I can put you where you're going to be able to handle this. You know, that's a good place to be. Where there's only one spot where we can actually stand up and take all that God has for us because there's so much goodness coming forward.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This helped Moses fulfill all that he had to do with all the people that he had to deal with.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Glory to God.
Right.
We don't need less of God's presence and glory to deal with the world or our family or in Moses' case, the children of Israel. We need more of his presence.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We need more of him.
More of him.
Show
me
your glory.
Mm-hmm.
Show me.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
There is more. We could go to the New Testament and talk about how we are the temple of the living God. That he lives on the inside of us now. We don't have to go outside to a tent anymore. He's in us.
Yeah.
But we still have to recognize it. We still have to look for it. We still have to want it.
Yes.
We still have to desire it.
Yes.
Jesus told us if we'd hunger and thirst after righteousness, we'd be filled. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. I know, it's a little late. Why don't you stand to your feet? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for His glory. His glory, His glory. Father, thank you today for who you are. Your goodness is so wonderful. And Lord, we say that we're hungry for more of you. We're hungry for your things. We're hungry for your ways. We're hungry for your presence. Glory to God. Thank you for manifesting yourself to us today in your word and with your presence. And thank you, Father, that we will look for that every day this week as we carry out our daily routine. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your presence. You're so good to us. You're so good to us. Thank you for teaching us and helping us to experience more. We're grateful for it. Hallelujah. Why don't you just lift up your voice? Hallelujah, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we magnify you. Oh, we glorify you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we worship you. Ah, glory. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. He's good today. He'll be good tomorrow. He'll be good the next day. Praise God. Look for His goodness. Look for His presence.